Okay, we're on the Gimel Lamed Aleph at the bottom. Minyana de Reisha Lamute Mai, Minyana de Seif Lamute Mai. The Reisha says, the Chamesha Sre Noshim, and Tosfos explains, it's not a miut, Tafka 15 and not more, because then we could be Mamayit two things from one, 15 and not any more. You don't need a miut of two different miut. There's a miut in the fact that it said Chamesha Sre Noshim. It's because otherwise you could say that it left out something. It's Lav Dafka. So Tosfos explains that it's not just stam because it says 15, there can't be more. But it's a miut. And therefore you need two miut and to b'mayit, two different things. And the miut of the sefer is elu. Mikol ha'arayas ha'elu. Where is it? Right. Okay, so that's also a miut. Okay. The kulon, right, okay, was any one of these ones, in the Hanoshim Ha'elu, Masha miut also. So what's the miut of the Reisha come to tell me? And what is the miut of the Sefer come to exclude? Well, it says, the Ma'ute de Rav de Ravasi. They come to exclude the cases of Rav, one of them excludes the case of Rav, which is Soros Sota, and the other one is the case of Ravasi, which is Soros Mima Emes. Okay, the Rav of the Ravasi, Rashi, the Omar Rav, Rashi from Minyan de Reisha, the Mashma Tesva Besulo, Minyan de Sefer, Hare Elu Potros, the Mashma Elu Besulo. Again, two miyutim. The Rav of the Ravasi, the Omar Rav, Tzora Sota Asura. The Tzora of the Sota is Asur, Rashi learns, and most Rishonim learn, Biyibu Ben Chalitza. Tzora Sota is Asur across the board. Shim Zinsa Ishto. Right? The case of Tzora Sota is the following. A person's wife was Mizana. And here we're not talking where she was a Sota Misothic, right? Where she didn't drink the waters or whatever, and we're not sure if she was Mizana or not. We're not sure if she was Mizana or not. She doesn't pass her anything. The case is where we're sure she was Mizana. What's it called? A woman who, there's Edim, that she was Mizana. The Lo Isha Cheres, right? In other words, not the Sota who didn't drink. But a woman who's, what's it called, two Adam came and they said she was Mizana. So we know for sure she's also to her husband. Velo Isha Acheres, and he has another wife, and what's it called, so this wife is also to him now, and he has another wife. Umeis Velo Bonim, he dies without children. Shteim Pturos, both of them are Potter from Yibum and Chalitza. That's what Rashi learns. Rov Rishonim learn like that. Some Rishonim learn that she's only Potter from Yibum, but she's Chayv in Chalitza, and the reason is she's like Chayv Eladim. Like, since what's it called, we'll see that it's because Tuma was said by her, right? The Nitma'a, by a woman who's Mizana, there's a din of Tuma, and the Tuma is like Arayas. She has a din like Arayas, but it's no worse than a lot. And therefore, really, Mekar Adin, Ese Dochalos Ase, and she'd be Ola Liyibum. But, since what's it called, she can't, but Chalitza she needs. Because she's not Ola Liyibum, she is Ola Liyibum. But just together of Chayv Eladim. But most Rishonim learn she's not Ola Lola Yibum and not for Chalitza. Okay. Ravasi Omar, Soros Island is Asura. And the Rabbanan argue and say no. That a Tzoros Sota doesn't, the Tzor of a Sota is Mutar Afilu B'Yibum. That what's it called, that doesn't Asur, it's not a regular Erva, Sota. And therefore, what's it called? They argue on Rav. And Ravashi's case is Tzoros Islandis Asura. Right, the case is Shimhayu Nosi Islandis. Right, we said yesterday that you can't be married to an islandis because you find out she's an islandis, there's no kedushin. But that's only if you didn't know. But if you knew and you were makabalit, then you're married to the islandis. So a man was married, Ruvain was married to Sora, who was an islandis, and he knew about it. He's a Makabalist, so he's married 100% to her. And he's also married to another woman, to Rivka, Sara and Rivka. Sara is an islandess, okay. The Ishacheres, Umeis Blobonim, Shteim Peturos. So, since the islandess can't be Ola Liyibum, because it says, Lehokim Shem Lo'achiv, and she's not capable of that, so she's Mufka from the parish of Yibum, and therefore she can't marry any of the brothers, So too the Tzara is Potter from Yibum and Chalitza, the Tzara of an Islandess. That was what Ravasi holds. And the Chachomim argue on that. And they hold that even though the Islandess can't make Yibum or Chalitza, but it's not like an Erva, and the what's it called, and the Tzara could get married. Tzara is Chayiv and Yibum. Okay. So the Gemara says, so one is Mamayit Rav's case, and one's Mamayit Ravasi's case. So Gemara says, the Rav or the Ravasi, the Mutimai, that's very good according to the Rabbana. But Rav and Ravasi hold that these are included. That it's not a meal. So what is the Mishnah Mamayit according to Rav and Ravasi? You can't say it's Mamayit Rav and Ravasi's case because they hold that those cases are Chayiv. So what is it Mamayit? So Gemara says, Isviru Luhu Dahadadi, if Rav and Ravasi agree with each other, that means that both of them hold that both Tzoras Sota and Tzoras, what's it called, Ivanis, are Potter, so then neither the Reisha or the Sefer can Mamayit those cases according to both of them. So you need two more things to be Mamayit. What are they? Chad Elamute Tzoras Mamamenes, one, to exclude the case of Tzoras Mima'enes, which we'll get to in a little while, we'll see Rashi, the Chad Elamute Tzoras Mahzik Rushoso, and the second one, to Mamayit, the Tzora of a Mahzik Rushoso. See one second why, what that means. Rashi, Tzoras Mima'enes, Ari Shehoi Lo'achid is so miktana, the Isha Acheres. Reuven is married to two women. The first one is a Ktana whose mother or brother is married her off, or it's a second marriage and her father married her off, so her Kedushin is only to Rabbanan. So he's married to one woman, Sara, whose Kedushin is the Rabbanan, and another woman who is Kedushin Deoraisa. And he dies without children, and the Ktana now, she could have been Mamayin in her husband right before he died, but she wasn't. But now, just like she could be Mamayin in the husband, she could be Mamayin in the Yavam. So instead of being older Yibum, she says, I'm not interested in the marriage retroactively. She's never married to anybody. So Lamaisa, what's it called? She could be Mamayin now with the Yavam. So now the Tzara is also Osir. Why is the Tzara Osir? L'chora, she's Mamayin. She never really had a Kedushin. Right? So the Gemara explains, the Gemara later on explains a different, few different reasons why we don't let the Tzara marry the man either, right? Because we're afraid that in a case where the Tzara would be a Tzara of an Erva who was Mamaying, and in that kind of case she wouldn't be Ola Liyibum or Chalitza, that we would be Mata her too. If we let this Tzara have Yibum or Chalitza, either one, then the what's it called? We'd say the same thing by a Tzara's Erva who's Mema'enes. Okay, in any case, so therefore, this case of Tzoras Mima'enes is not what's it called, is Umasnis Mashminim, the Afagav Dasiro Alei, Lamifter Mechalitza, but, since it's only a Gzeira the Rabbanan, right, really, the Tzor is Chayiv and Yibum, so therefore she has to have Chalitza. At least Chalitza she has to have. Okay. The Hach Isura mid Rabbanan, because the whole Isra is only mid Rabbanan. Ki the Isra of Kirkin, Gzeira Bishum Tzoras Bito Mima'enes. Only because of the Gzeira, because we're afraid that in the case where his daughter was a Ketana, and she was Mamayin, that we'd also let the Tzara get married, let the Tzara go without Chalitza. And that's not true, that's not the case. So therefore, what's it called? Since she was never married to the daughter. So therefore, we make Tzara not have Yibum, but yes have Chalitza. Okay. And the Chada is to exclude the case of Mazik Rushoso. Ochiv Shigirash Achas Mishtei Nosha. Right? Reuven divorced one of his wives. Okay? Venisis Lacher. And so if she didn't get married to anybody else, he's allowed to remarry her. But if she got married to somebody else, then he's also to ever remarry her. Okay, the Avar Ve'Zira, and he married her Be'Isser. He was over the Isser and he married her. And we learn from Sota that Mazik Rushoso also has a Dintuma. Right? la'acha misas baila, umeis b'labonim, and then, what's it called, va'ovar v'ichzira, la'acha misas baila, umeis b'labonim, and then the guy died without children, so shteya masuros l'hisyabim. Both of them are asur to have yibum, and could be over here, Rashi holds not only yibum, but chalitza too. And it's a shayla and Rishonim what could be need chalitza, because like chayvei lavin, again, right? It's no worse than a chayvei lavin. Really, you would say esei dochalos asei. And really, there should be yibum. But we asur the yibum, but not because of biyashniya, like all chayvei lavin, but chalitza you need. Or it could be there's no yibum or chalitza, either one. Okay. Vashmina miyut, the masnisim, the chalitza boy. Right? And the miyut of the Mishnah tells me, in this case, even though the tzara can't have yibum, but chalitza she has to have. Okay, that's the miyut. So,
what's the iter of biyashniya here?
No, because since there's no din of yibum because of a lav, so it's only because of esei dochalos asei.
What?
Yeah, yeah, no, she's usher to everybody now. She's usher, there's a din of tumah on her, she has like a erva, she has a din of an erva of agave, but not a real erva, an erva of chayvei lavin. Right, since the din of tumah, tumah ksiv bo karayis. Right, where do we get to the case? In any case, that's the meal. Okay.
What?
No, that's a different mema'enes. That's where she's mayan in the original husband. Here it's mema'enes in the yavam. She wasn't never mamayin in the original husband. She mamayin in the yavam. It's not the same case. Okay. The source of mamayinus is not written in the Mishnah. It's written in the Mishnah to tell me that if she was mamayin before the brother died, she's mutter. That's not source of mamayinus. Right, but she's not talking where she was mamayin in the yavam. Here's a case where she was mamayin. But she wasn't mamayin in the yavam. Right. She wasn't mind anybody. Here's a case where she's mamayin in the yavam. That's a separate case, nothing to do with Mishnah. Mishnah doesn't mention that case. Okay. Okay, so Mara says the Elos view. So if Rav and Ravasi hold of each other's case, so you can't be mamayin according to either of them, either of these cases, right? So then what is it mamayin? One is mamayin, what's it called, Tsoras Mima'enes, and one is Mamayit Tsoras Marzik Rushoso. The Elos Firlu Dadodi, if Rav and Ravasi don't hold of each other's Chiddush, they hold of their case, right, is legitimate. The other one not. Then, Chad Lemute de Chavrei, so one of the Minyonim comes to exclude the other one, the other one's case, which I don't hold of that, so that's excluded from the Mishnah. And the other one comes to exclude either Tzoris Mema'enes or Tzoris Mavzi Grushasa. Shmuel says, Rav Ravasi Vishninu. Okay, so now according to Rav and Ravasi, those two cases, right, either the case of Tzoris Sota or the case of Tzoris Mavzi Grushasa, the case of what's it called, Tzoris Islandis, right, should be included in the Mishnah, according to Rav and Ravasi. Rav should have had 16 cases where they're potter from Yibu Mechalitza, because he should have included Sarasota. And Ravasi should have had 16 cases because it included, what's it called, Saras Islands. And according, or if they both hold of each other, then they should have had, what's it called, 17 cases, according to both of them. But it says, Lefisha ain't of the Tsaras Tsara. No. It's not included because it can't fit into the Lashon of the Mishnah that Tsaras and Tsaras Tsaraseim. Because the Mishnah's cases are where the woman is usher to one of the brothers, but she could marry the other brothers. So it's possible that one of the other brothers was Miyabein the Tsara, right? And now he's married to the Tsara and another woman, and he dies. And then those two women fall to the brother who originally was usher to the thing, right, to the one. So that's Tsaras Tsara. But over here, the case of Sota, she's also to all the brothers. She has a din of an erva to everybody, to all of the brothers. The same thing with Islandis. She has a din iser to all the brothers equally. So it's impossible that any of the brothers were miyabim, and that there's a case of tzoras tzora. So since it can't be a case of tzoras tzora, it's not included in the 15 of the Mishnah. Rashi, l'fisha'ena lishminu, l'soto v'aylenis b'havi hanif masnisim. According to Rav and Ravasi, it should have included two more cases. Right? One according to each of them, or two according to both of them, which is the case of Tsoros Sota and Tsoros Islandus. Holuptokta so says they part of the Tsoros. But he shayna but Tsoros Sora. So the Gemara says no, because it doesn't fit with the other cases, because you can't get a case of Tsoros Sora. Why? The Chol Hanach, the Masnison, Ikala Misne, Haloch, Holcha Tsorosa, the Nisis Laachim Hashani. All the other cases, since she's the Tsar is only also to one of the brothers because she is the sister wife to an erva to him. But not necessarily is she a sister wife to an erva of the other brothers. Right? Like Bito. It's Reuven's daughter. But it's not Shimon's daughter. He's not also to Reuven's daughter. It's his niece. He can marry her. So the Tsar is not also to him either. So then Shimon can, what's it called, if Levi died, right, Shimon can marry the Tsar. And then he has another wife. And then Shimon dies, and they fall again to Reuven. So this woman was a tzara to an erva of Reuven. Now she's also to him because of the original Isser. And the sister wife is also also. That's tzara tzara. That's only possible where the original tzara was only also to one brother. And another brother could be miyabim her and create another tzara tzara. But if the Isser is like Sota, she's also to all the brothers. There's a din of an erva. Or an islandess is also to all the brothers. She's mufka from Yibum. Therefore, there can't ever be a case of tzara tzara. Okay. Shehari eino erva el lezeh, aval le'ochiv ashe, niru yosei, din yibim afilu es hatzara, velo isha acheres, umeish, v'nofuf nezeh, ptura apanochris, mitnei shehi tzara tzara shalbito. So all the other cases, since they're only also to one brother, other brothers can be miyabim the tzara and have another wife and then die and fall back to the original one, and you have a case of tzara tzara. Aval besot of ha'ilan is lekala misnei holcha tzarasa v'nisis lo'achiv ha'sheni, so I'll call lo'achim yasura. The sota and the islanders are also to all the brothers. They're not shayach ti'yibum bechlau. So it's impossible that any of the brothers married the tzara of these women, because they're usher to the woman's usher and her tzara's usher. So since it can't fit the Mishnah of tzara tzara, that's why it didn't mention it. The halacha is the taka, they're usher and the tzara's usher. But the case of tzara tzara is impossible, so therefore it didn't mention it in the Mishnah. Sha'isr ba lo mikoach kedushe baila rishon, sha'isr ba lo mikoach kedushe baila rishon, the kulan shavim behem. The Isser is because she's a Sota, and she's also to all the brothers. She's a Mufka from Yibum. Same thing with an Islandess. Okay,
go
on. No, Marzik Rushoso, why by Marzik Rushoso is that not the case? The Tosha says so. One second. No. Mavzig Rushoso is only usher to the brother who was Mavzig. It only has a din of Tumah that got to be that brother.
But Tumah makes it like an Arabic.
No, but only the Gabi, the Isser for that brother. That's really what's it called. Yeah, it's only for usher to that brother. Okay. Yeah, it's only usher to that brother. Okay. Go on. Menani Mile. How do you know, Taka, that an erva not only paters herself, but paters the tzara and the tzara's tzara too? The Tanur Rabbanan. Isha elachosa lo sika, litzror legalos ervosa oleho bechayeva. It says by Isha the achosa. You're not allowed to marry her. Litzror legalos ervosa oleho bechayeva. Oleho. Right, what's the Oleho? Matamad Lomar. Didn't have to say the word Oleho. Could have said, Legalo Servoso, Bechayeho. You can't live with the sister while the other sister's alive. If you ever married one sister, you can never marry the other sister as long as the first sister's alive. Why did it say Aleha? Vishanema Yavamo Yavo Aleha. By Yibum it says Yavama Yavo Aleha. Shomeani Afilu Ba'achas Mikol Araya Swamur's Batora Hakosumadadir. Right? When the Torah says Yavama Yavo Aleha, I might think that even if an erva, besides the sister-in-law, but she's also an erva because she's his daughter, or one of the other 15 women, falls before the brother, right, that he should marry her. He should make Yibum. Right? Nemar kan aleha, therefore it says aleha by achos ishto, right? And the nemar lahalan aleha, ma lahalan b'mokom mitzvah, atkan b'mokom mitzvah, just like the case of yavamo yavo aleha, it's talking about the mitzvah of Yibum, and the aleha of achos isha, achos ishto, is telling me that she's aser, aleha, that just like this aleha is b'mokom mitzvah, meaning b'mokom Yibum, that aleha is aser even b'mokom mitzvah. So when Torah asered the wife's sister, it asered her even b'mokom Yibum. Even in a case of aleha, the aleha, as if it would say, don't live with your wife's sister even if she falls to Yibum. Even in the case of aleha, which is Yibum. The Omer Rachman of Losika. You're not allowed to take her, even if it's B'makom Yibum. The Ein the Elohi, Sarosa Menayin, that she's Aser. How do I know that she Asers even her sister wife? Talmud Lomar Litzror. Right? Says Litzror comes to tell me even the Tzor. The Ein the Elohi Tzorosa. That maybe she only Asers the original Tzor. How do I know that that Tzor goes and Asers somebody else? Tzoras Sarosa Menayin. Talmud Lomar Litzror v'lo Latzur. So here Rabbi Kivegar as the kasha we mentioned before. Lechor, why do you need a pasuk to tell me Tzora is Aser? Once I know that Tzora is Aser, she's like an erva. If she's like an erva, then she's like Eishes Achiv Shalom B'Makom Mitzvah. And she now is what's it called Aser because of Eishes Achiv. So therefore she Asers because she's Eishes Achiv Shalom B'Makom Mitzvah. Why do you have to have a new halacha of Litzror? And in Echanami, in some sources, in the Tosefta or whatever, it doesn't say the second limud. But here we have the second limud, so you have to have an answer why, Taka, you need a special pasuk when she just reverts now back to be like any other erva. Right? She becomes now like the first erva. So that's a kasha. Okay, Rabbi Kivegar doesn't give a teres, a lot of terutza, but Kivegar says sorachiyun, so sorachiyun. Okay. Ve'en li ela achos isha. Right, that maybe this only applies to the erva of achos isha, that if your wife's sister falls to you to yibum, then this halach applies. You don't mayabim her or her tzara or her tzara's tzara, whatever. But another erva, all the other 14, maybe yet. Shara rayis minayin amras ma achos isha miuchedes shehi erva. Right, let's learn from a tzad hashoder. Right, achos isha is what's it called an erva. The chayav and azdon the kores dashig goshachatas, and if you do live with her, you chayav for mezid kores and for shogeg chatas. Vasur liyabim, and she's also for yibum. Of course, she erva the chayav and azdon the kores dashig goshachatas asur liyabim. Later on, the Gemara is going to say this isn't enough because there are differences between achos isha and the other arayas. So the Gemara is going to say that what's it called? That ultimately we need a limud to be makish all the arayas together. But right now it's a tzad hashoder, just like achos isha is aser, right? And it's an erva, and yuchayev kores, and yuchayev achatos, and there's no yibum. So to all arayis, wherever yuchayev kores, right? And there would be a chatos similar to it, be the same halacha. The ein li ela hein, tzorosei menayim. So that tells me that all the arayis are like achos isha, that data are not only yibum. How about the tzoros? Amras ma achos isha miuchedes she erva v'chayov and azdon the kores v'ashigos echatas v'asur liyabim v'tzoros asura of course you erva v'chayov and azdon the kores v'ashigos echatas v'asur liyabim v'tzoros asura. Take it one step further. Just like achos isha, not only is she aser, but the tzara is also aser, right? So too all other arayas which are similar to achos isha, not only is she aser, the tzara is aser too. Mikan omru chachomim. Chamesha Seinoshim, Potor Soseim, Vitzoros Soseim, and Achalitzim, and Ayibum, Ad Sofa Olam. Versus Yochel Shanimar Ba'af Sheish Arayos Chamulos Meilu. I might think that it also comes to exclude the six Arayos which are more Chomer, not more Chomer in Halacha, but more Chomer insofar that they're also to all the brothers. I might think that you mamayit them too. Rashi explains this, we'll get to the Rashi. I might think that their tzoros are also asur. And this is basically the case where there's no mitzvah of yibum. They didn't fall in the case of yibum. But your brother happens to be married, somebody's married, not the brother. Somebody's married to an erva, to you, and to what's it called, and to another woman. So I might think, since that woman was married to a man who was also married to an erva to you, that woman should be asur to you. No, it's only a din of yibum. It's not a din that a erva asurs her tzara. The erva paters the tzara from yibum. Mamela, she's also because she's your brother's wife. But if she's not your brother's wife, she's stama a stranger, so then there's no issur. That's the case. That's the way Rashi learns at least. So I might think these two, amras, ma'achos ishto miucheves, shehi erva, the chayoven al zdon lekoris, the al shingos achatas, the efshar linosi la'achid, and she could be married, the tzara, to another brother, right? But no, the erva could be married to one of the other brothers. That's only an erva to one of the brothers. V'asura liyavni v'tzaros asura, af kol she erva, v'chayoven azdon lekoris, v'ashigos achatas, the efshar linosi la'achim, v'asura liyavni v'tzaros asura. It's only a case where the woman could be married to one of the other brothers. But where Bechlal, she could never be married to one of the other brothers, right? She couldn't have these cases of Yibum where she falls to any of the brothers. There it's Mufka completely, and the Tzor is not Asher. Yatsu Sheish Arayos Chamurus Me'elu Hoel D'i'ef Sholi Nosi La'achim Tzoroseh Mutar. Since they can't get married to anybody, their Tzor is a Mutar. She'ein Tzora Ela Mi'ach, right? The only Tzora is from a brother. Because then it reverts back to the isser of a sister-in-law. But if it's not from a brother, then an erva doesn't asser a sister-wife to the person that she's an erva to. Azora shemanu, we know the isser. How do you know the onesh? Onesh minayin, amar krok, ikola, asher yasem, ikola toevos, v'nichlisa. So not only do we know it's asser, but you get the onesh of koresh too. See Rashi. How do we know the din of the Mishnah? Where do we learn it from? Why did it say Be'achos Isha Oleha? Just say you can't be Megala, the erva of your wife's sister while she's alive, while your wife is alive. I would know the same halacha. That when your wife's alive, her sister's asur. When your wife's not alive, the sister's mutter. Why do you have to say the word oleha? Shomei afilu yibum achas min harayis misyabim. Right? I might think that since it says yavamo yavo oleha, that it's applying even to an erva. So since it says by achos isha oleha, which hints to the fact that even in a case of yibum, it's asur to marry her. So from there I learned that every case of erva, even in a case of yibum, is still asur. Litzror, soros harbi mashma. The word litzror could have said latsur. The fact that it says two reish is midloksiv latsur. Zdona koris, the parshas arayas, ksiv, basar kulu, after all of the arayas, it says, v'nichrasu hanefashos haosos. Anyone who does any of these things will get koris. The chosh is zdono koris, shigasu chatis. And wherever... if you do it by mazes, you get kares. By shoge, you get a chatas. Except by mil and korban pesach, because they're essay, not a lav. It has to be zdono lav the kares, and then have to bring a chatas if you did it by shoge. Kidiyol at the like the words, and learn out later. Tesvav noshim, su leka arayas bekares. There's no other women who are chayiv kares, arayas. Chutz mishesh arayas, shomish noseinu. There's six others, but there's never Shaykh Yibum Bechlau by any of the brothers. What are those six others? Right? The six others are cases where they are all related through the father. And therefore, they're also to all the brothers. So they can't marry any of the brothers. So there's a number of cases of Yibum. So I might think that the case of Tsaras Erva is Lapdafka by Yibum. But any man who's married to two women, and one of them's an Erva to me, I can never marry his sister wife either if he dies. Right? Kamashmala? No. She'ain Tsara Elamiach. The whole din of Tsaras Erva is only because she reverts now to be a sister-in-law, Shalom Makom Mitzvah. But if she's not your sister-in-law, and she's not Asr because of that, then she's not Asr Bechlal. Hari, he olav v'isra'esh esach she'esh labonim. She bekaris. That's the erva se'esh esachicha. Avol bi'alma lo romi isra'esh esach halah v'shayelet. But in regular case, she's not your brother's wife. She's not married to your brother Bechlal. There's no reason why she should be Asr. And the Isser of the Erva doesn't extend to her, doesn't transfer to her. It's only that since she's the sister wife of an Erva, we learn that there's no Yibum. If there's no Yibum, maybe she's also to you because she's your sister-in-law. Onish Menayin, im Yibem Erva Otsarasa. Okay, if where do we know that you get an Onish? That you get the Chiyuv Kares or Chiyuv Chatas. We learn that from what's it called? From Kikola Shiyasa Mikola Toevos. That there's an onus too, not only an azara.